tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Is there a happier intro song to any TV show?
No, I don't think so. Right? I just love it, and it just puts me in that great Bluebell feel, you know?
It does.
Well, hello, After Buzzers. This is yet another Heart of Dixie After Show, and I just want to, right off the top, ask everyone to make sure that you go to iTunes and YouTube and SoundCloud. I have so many things to try to run down. To make sure that you subscribe to
the
this show.
Internet.
Right. All that great big internet.
You're already there.
Right. To make sure that you subscribe to this show and all the other fantastic shows that are offered here on AfterBuzz. And you can find, like, if you want to tweet us, I love a tweet tweet. You love
a tweet,
right?
Tweet me.
Yeah. Definitely hit us up with hashtag ABTV Heart of Dixie. So now that we've got all that out of the way, here we go. My name is Tara Johnson, and you can catch me on Twitter at TJ Wagging Her Tail. Whitney couldn't be here tonight, but we have the very lovely...
Stop. I'm still, like, freaking out about your...
No, seriously, it's TJ Wagging
adorable.
Her Tail. Thank you very much.
That's adorable.
I owe it to my mother. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hear that story later. Guys, my name's Lauren Ebersol. I'm your new host here on the Heart of Dixie After Buzz show, and you can catch me on Twitter and all social media at The Fancy Hippie. And it's not nearly as adorable as yours,
well,
but, you know.
I like The Fancy Hippie.
Oh, thank you.
I know there's a story there, too, so we'll definitely get to that. And so I just want to ask you, what did you think of this week's episode?
I loved
it. Yeah.
And you know what I really liked about it? I thought it was just so playful how we went back and forth between the two time periods.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like a little almost murder mystery of Bluebell.
I have to say.
Which was just, it's adorable because it's Bluebell.
It's Bluebell. Like, this episode is one of the main reasons why I love this show, because there's so much other heavy stuff on television. There's people getting away with murder and people running and getting killed and espionage and blah, blah, blah. But then you can come on a Friday night and go to Bluebell, where, like, you get a chance to watch the town talent
show.
You're
right. It is like a little retreat.
It is.
It's just delightful.
It's just the cutest, wackiest thing ever. Mm-hmm. And I particularly love it. And I love this episode because of how they're able to pull so much into these episodes in the wackiest way ever.
Yes.
Right?
And I love that she is preggers.
Oh, yeah.
She's super cute.
And I love that she's preggers. And by now, since this episode was, 6 weeks later, she's probably about, let's say, 14, 15 weeks pregnant.
Were you surprised when it opened up with 6 weeks later?
You know, not with this show, because they love to kind of elapse time that way. So I can tell they're trying to get somewhere by the end of these 10 episodes, because it's just a shorter season. So, you know, next time it could be 2 months. It could be, you know, you never know. Mm-hmm. You never know with this show.
Yeah, I was a little shocked. I was like, wait, what just happened? What happened? What did I miss in 6 weeks?
But they caught us up on everything
in
6 weeks.
They did catch us up. That's fair.
And I commend the writers to have Zoe come out 14, 15 weeks pregnant, dropping that trench coat, going straight nude on weight. Love it. Love
Kudos, it. Girl.
They gets down in Bluebell.
The Southern way.
The Southern way, that's right. So as we were saying, we come back 6 weeks later. They fill us in on what happens in those 6 weeks. But I want to start where Whitney and I normally end with this, but I kind of want to start with this just to get the ball rolling. What do we think of Team LL, LaVon and Lemon, in this episode?
Oh, it's heartbreaking. Yeah. It's so heartbreaking. But you know what? I love the dynamic between the two of them right now, because I really enjoy seeing Lemon be a good friend. Because Lemon's got all of her hijinks. She's always doing some crazy revenge plot or just being that wild, crazy, you know, Southern Belle she is. But she, when we can really see her have heart, when we can see how she really cares about the people in her life, I really love seeing that side of her character.
I have to retract everything that I've probably said this entire season, because everyone out there knows I am all about LaVon and AB getting together.
You are? Totally. I mean, they're adorable, too. I love AB.
I love
AB. She may be my favorite.
Right. She may be my favorite. And so I was so hoping for them because I thought they were so cute together. But here, my moment of confession, I have to say, after seeing this episode, I'm realizing, I don't know what it is between LaVon and Lemon, but I know it's something. Mm-hmm. Either it's something in their heads or they're caught in like the memories of their past. But there's something between the two of them that's really undeniable.
Yeah.
And like you said, watching them this week and watching the fact that they're struggling with this, and LaVon definitely wants Lemon to know how he feels about her, and she doesn't even want to go there, right? No. It's just hard. Like, my heart goes out to both of them right now. And I really, I mean, so I'm not going to retract that I love team, you know, Lab. I'm not going to do that.
But you're saying that you're open to Team LL.
I mean, it's a pre-prediction, and you know, I'm starting off, you know, with predictions pretty quickly. I don't think they're going to end up together, but I will. I sit here and say I will not deny.
Really,
I do. They have something. Mm-hmm. They have some type of feelings. But let me ask. I mean, here it is. Lemon needs 20 grand. She's putting the for sale sign up on Fancies, right? Mm-hmm. Grandma Betty took the check back.
Grandma is crazy.
You know, I'm so happy she got on that boat.
Oh my gosh, me too.
And I don't want her to get off.
Maybe
I'm sorry.
She'll meet a man.
You know, something. A man, a study group, something. You know, just something. Just keep. Grandma Betty was not my favorite, so I'm happy she's gone. But Lemon needs this 20 grand. LaVon offers her the money. Now, I have to say, I know how they feel about each other. They're going back and forth. But they've been friends. Like, they've gotten to a point they were really good friends before. Why do you think Lemon, why did she refuse the money?
Well, because George told her that LaVon was there when she was leaving. And he was the other guy who was going to confess his love for her. And we know how Lemon feels about LaVon. We know how deep that's really hitting her, because she so badly wants to just run in his arms and say, I love you. Let's do this. Let's make it happen. But she can't. And I think that that's really hard for her. And because she has such a strong loyalty to AB, taking LaVon's money, it seems like it's giving the wrong signals. It's allowing him to advance their relationship when she knows that's something that she can't do, at least right now, in this moment.
I mean, I don't know if I would take the money either, just because I would have a hard time taking.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. But, I mean, he offered really quickly. Like, football must have really been good.
Oh, yeah.
To Mayor LaVon Hayes, right? Like, it must have been really, really good. Like,
I think his bet is just made of money.
I think so. Like, he offered it. I don't know what the cost of living is in Bluebell, but I think 20 grand goes
pretty far.
Side
note, how badly do you just want to go to LaVon's for breakfast?
Because is he going to cook like that? Like, come on.
It's got to be epic. They're always over there, and there's something just delicious being made. He's making pancakes or something. And every time I see it, I just go, oh.
I'm waiting for my invitation.
I want to go.
And I want my own, like, personal LaVon breakfast cooking haze in my life. So, you know. Anybody out there got offers, let me know.
Good to know. You know. Comment section, guys.
Gotta put it out there. Gotta put it out there, you know. You don't ask, you don't get.
That's true.
But so Lemon's not accepting the money from LaVon. And the line that when he asked her, if there was no AB, would you reciprocate my feelings? Like, honestly.
Oh my gosh.
My heart stopped.
Mine too.
My heart stopped.
And mine too. Yeah.
Her response to him goes right back to what you were saying.
And the tears are in her eyes and she's fighting them back, but she can't, and it's all coming out. And she says that there will always be an AB.
I mean, out of all the people on this show, I mean, we know how she feels about Zoe. They have like a frenemy kind of relationship, right?
It's cute.
Right?
Now. It's cute.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even let's talk about it. Like, even when it comes to her father, Brick and Shelby, she's very honest. I don't like Shelby. you know,
I love that Shelby's back.
I don't like her.
She's adorable.
You can do whatever you want to with her, but I don't like her. I mean, she's so honest about everyone, and she's played schemes on everybody. But I think AB might be the only person that she's really been true to.
Yeah.
And very thankful to have that friendship. She even said to her at the end of the episode, it's so great to have a friend like you.
I think it's a sisterhood. There's just something there. They've known each other since they were really little, and you just don't break that bond.
But it is heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. It's heartbreaking. And we predicted last week, Whitney and I, that there was going to be some type of conversation between, you know, LaVon and Lemon and AB, because we were calling it a love triangle.
And we actually got corrected online a couple of times. Thank you very much.
Oh, what are they calling it?
They were just like, it's not a love triangle.
What is it?
Because
LaVon's no love. Not going right. back to AB.
Right, right. Several people commented
so
and
what
said.
What is that? What shape
they
is that?
They said it isn't. It's just
it isn't
love.
Just no shape. It's <They're> like, just love.
It's just love. It's love between everywhere. LaVon and yeah. Lemon, not AB. So I stand corrected. I mean, I love LaVon and AB, but I got to say there's something between LaVon and Lemon and I'm right now, my heart goes out to them. My heart goes out to them. So LaVon offered this money to Lemon. Mm-hmm. She turned him down. So all of a sudden, poof, the town has
funny
a...
Funny how that happened.
Right. The town has a $25,000 surplus.
Yes.
And what is he going to do with the surplus?
But hold on. So do you think it went to 25 grand? Because he was like, let me throw in that extra 5 grand. So that way she won't think that it was the same money or something.
I don't even know where the 25 came from. And tell me, like, if I have a mayor of my town and we have $25,000 surplus and he throws it to the prize of a talent show, you will not be getting my vote next election.
No. But also, so he was going to give Lemon this money, which was his money, obviously, not the town's money. So is this mysterious money still his money? Which I'm assuming that's what it is. But he's a gambling man. If he's just going to let that go on the line and possibly go to who? It could go to the Truett brothers for all he knows.
I personally think it's his money. I think LaVon
was
like, I've got to find a way to give Lemon this money. He clearly thought that their Dream Girls routine was going to
Are
bring it home.
Are you bummed that we didn't get to see the Dream Girls routine?
Not only am I bummed we didn't get a chance to see the Dream Girls routine, I kind of wanted to see Tim and Wanda in their magic show.
Oh.
Right? We only heard one verse of the Truett Brothers song over and over again. And Cress Williams, our Mayor LaVon Hayes, back in the Dizzy, when he was on Living Single with Queen Latifah and Kim Fields and all that kind of stuff.
He was on that show?
Yes, he was Queen Latifah's boyfriend, Scooter.
Oh my gosh.
And he was a DJ or something, but somewhere in my mind, I think I've heard him sing or something or dance or something before. Bring it, Mayor Hayes. That's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see everybody perform.
Look that up.
Yeah, I wanted to see everybody perform, and we didn't get to see that. So LaVon Hayes gives this money, and it's going to the town talent show. Which, of course, everybody in town is preparing for.
Of course.
And let's see. Shelby comes back in town. And so you're happy that Shelby's back.
I love Shelby. Do you not like Shelby? She's adorable. She's so cute.
I was starting to like Shelby. Okay, I'll say by the end of this episode, I liked Shelby more.
Yes.
In the middle of the episode... I did not like Shelby at all. And I think from your reaction, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I was like, girl, what are you doing? Yeah. Stop. When she tells Lemon that she wants so badly. She wants so badly to have a relationship with Lemon. And she thinks the idea is, I'm going to buy it. And then you can come and work for me and be my manager. Like, do you know this girl at all?
Greatest thing ever.
Worst idea.
No, not
at all. Worse than just buying it and cutting her out of it.
But I'm a little upset that Shelby was actually able to be in the town talent show because she doesn't live in town.
Oh, that's a very good
point. So how was she able to not only come to the talent show, be a part of it, then win? Like, she was the favorite. Remember
that's
when
true.
George was talking to the Truett Brothers? He was like, you guys got a great chance of coming in second.
Mm-hmm.
How was Shelby even able to...
George Tucker should have argued that.
Town lawyer.
If he's such a good lawyer, he should have...
Town lawyer.
Should have been a penalty or something.
And what do we think of Shelby's, all that jazz routine?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, she's...
she's good. She's really good.
She's really good, I have to say. But she has this reaction to Red Dye 40.
Yes.
And we are able to witness the first crime in Bluebell history. What does Zoe call it? NCIS Bluebell. Like, dun-dun-dun-dun, right?
Yep.
So we have this mystery of who sabotaged Shelby's routine. Who are our main suspects? Wanda, Stanley, Randy Truett, and AB. And this is where I think the beauty of the show comes in, because they use each of these witnesses to kind of bring us up to date and tell us what's happened in all these other minor characters' lives in the past 6 weeks.
I like what they did with AB too, where she said, do we really know it was the chocolate? Because immediately you think, oh gosh, it's AB, but then you also think, I hope that it's not just AB and they didn't just tell us right now, which they didn't, which was,
right.
I thoroughly appreciated.
Which I never thought it was AB. And if it was AB, mm-hmm. it's another one of her and Lemon's harebrained schemes. And you knew she wasn't doing it for herself.
No.
Because as soon as LaVon announced, and I think this is a great thing I love about AB and Lemon. Like, as soon as LaVon announced the talent show, she whispers over to Lemon and goes, I need an emotional victory. Mm-hmm. You need the money. It wasn't as if it was, let's do this and split it 50-50.
No.
She wants none of the money.
Yeah.
She just wants to help mm-hmm. Lemon get what she needs. That just shows how giving AB is. I think that's why she might be alone, because she keeps giving up her man. I don't know. I just want something more for AB.
Why
is
Cricket in it again?
Well, Cricket was like part, because I guess they did this Dreamgirls routine way mm-hmm. back in the day.
But what was Cricket? Was she getting like that $5,000 surplus?
I don't know. I think she was just being another great friend too, you know? Mm-hmm. And then until she realized she needed a divorce, which now that you've announced that you're a lesbian and you're married to a man, is it surprising that you need to get divorced?
No.
I mean, she really seemed surprised when, you know.
But I love we see Sadie behind her, who eventually we get revealed as hooking up with Stanley. But as soon as she says, I need to get a divorce, she's behind her going, yeah, you do. And you're like, oh, all right.
Okay, well,
you Sadie feel strongly about that.
Sadie's right in there. And I kept going. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I kept saying to myself, why is Sadie back in this episode? Because I don't think anything happens, you know. Because also with each of these different suspects, we brought back, you know, Tim and Wanda, mm-hmm. right? And Laszlo, the goat. And
Laszlo, the goat, is getting a lot of airtime.
He is. How he far is. Along is Wanda?
I
They've
don't
never
know.
Said, right?
We'll go into predictions later.
Oh. Well, all
can,
right.
We
how
can
about
guess
that?
A due date.
I don't know how far along she is. I know she should be, of course, further along than Zoe, right? Because mm-hmm. she was pregnant far beyond that. But we don't know how close they're getting. But we know that they need to figure out the Laszlo baby, you mm-hmm. know, situation. And we know Laszlo likes to eat costumes. Yes. And then we get to Stanley and Cricket. And did you see Stanley moving on and finding a woman so quickly?
No, because what the whole joke of it, too, is that we all thought Stanley was gay.
Oh, so gay.
Yeah, so like,
so gay.
And that's what made it funny about Cricket coming out that she was a lesbian. So just the idea of Stanley hooking up with some woman was just, no, that's not where my mind goes.
And what
at
was
all.
Stanley's idea for what, you know, the what to how to use the surplus money? He was like a Pilates studio, which, hey, man. I get it, too. I love me some Pilates, too, but it's not what I would expect it out of somebody in Bluebell. Not at all.
Or when he sees the fake lashes and he goes, I knew those couldn't be real.
Or the bedazzled shoes. Yes. Right?
That was his big plan.
Did you really think that Stanley was, you know, had sabotaged Shelby? But he is hooking up with Sadie. So mm-hmm. I find it interesting that you're right. Everyone, including Cricket, thought that Stanley was gay.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as he became single, every single woman in town, I'm sure, went after him.
Well, listen, the pot is really small.
Real small.
You know, they've all dated George Tucker already.
Yeah. Or
they've
afraid
to.
They've
probably slept with Wade. And where else do you really go?
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess that's true. So we find out that Stanley's now moved on to Sadie. Cricket wants a divorce. She's hoping to get this date from JC. Which I said last week, and I'll say it again, I hope they don't just, you know, sweep that under the rug. I really want to see her go on a date. I really mm-hmm. want to see something happen with that storyline.
It would be nice for them to develop that side of her character. And I think also really important for modern day TV. We're seeing a wider range of relationships and mm-hmm. how they can be and are in real life. And I think that's a really important thing to show.
In bigger and smaller towns, because her coming out is huge mm-hmm. for this, you know, for this town.
Oh yeah.
Bluebell. And for, I think, this show. So I really want to see something happen with that. So I'll continue to push that. I know you're going to get annoyed with that, but I'll continue to push that every week. So we're hoping Cricket hopes to get a date with JC.
Mm-hmm.
Then we find out about Randy Truitt. So I'm just kind of trying to figure out in this episode, what's George's deal? Where do we think this whole being a manager thing is going to go?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. That was the one sort of odd thing about this episode for me. And at first, I think, you know, it was a bit of a laugh, I guess.
Right.
But towards the end, I don't know. I think maybe that'll have like a one episode storyline and then we'll never hear from it again.
Right.
I think that might be it. Yeah, I just he'll do anything for Tansy.
Totally do anything. And I was concerned in the beginning. I was like, are they going to take the last episodes of this season and literally have George go through every woman that he's dated? Like, last week he thought he was in love with Lemon. Maybe this week he's going to think he's in love with Tansy again. But it seems as if he's learned his lesson.
I'm going to go on a little side tangent here. I really wanted George and Zoe together.
Did you?
I really did. And I didn't want her with Wade until this season. And I knew for a fact by like season two, I knew she wasn't going to be with George because the way that they started writing it made it very clear that that wasn't going to happen. But I was really sad about it. And now that Zoe is pregnant and I see her relationship with Wade, now I'm very on team Zoe and Wade or whatever they shorten it to.
I'm
on team Zayd now and baby Zayd.
I haven't heard the George Zoe thing. I don't know if I've.
I wanted Zucker.
Oh, no, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard anyone say that because I don't know. It was kind of clear. It was going to be too easy for the two of them to get together.
But that's what I thought. I thought, you know, it was the first relationship we saw when the show opened. And I thought that it was going to be one of those things where it wasn't working out. And it just, you know, basically kind of the same trajectory as she and Wade, but with her and George Tucker. So.
All right. Well, sorry.
No, I'm okay with it now.
Oh, good.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm happy to know.
Well, like your acceptance of LaVon and Lemon, this is my acceptance of Zoe.
I haven't accepted that yet. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be a really good sport. I haven't accepted that yet. My fear for this episode is that, and I said this I think last time, and I see he and AB playing such like secondary good friend roles. Mm-hmm. I just want something more from them. And we've seen from the previews for next week's show that they'll be highlighted.
They'll do that
together. They'll be doing that together. Mm-hmm. But even still after that, I want to see more from the two of them. So like when this whole thing with George came up of being a manager, I was like, that's strange. Like what are we going to do with that? You know, I mean, whenever the true brothers are around, you know, wackiness is going to ensue and I'm cool with that. And I love that. They're, you know, great. I mean, who calls their brother chicken? Like, you know,
and they're fairly talented, we learned.
And let's chicken scene lead. I don't know. I didn't expect that at all. But I don't know where this whole where they're going to go, him being their manager. I was just like, this must be a joke.
We'll find out.
Maybe I'll be surprised, right? I don't know. And then AB. We talked about AB, and AB, of course, didn't do it. But she did, again, being the great friend, trying to help out Lemon and Shelby. Do we think there's any real hope, given everything that happened in this episode, of Lemon and Shelby being real good friends?
I do. I think it'll take some time, but I think that the first steps have been put into place with this Shelby giving her the big check at the end, saying, you know, this is, I want to have a relationship with you. It's important to me and you deserve this. Start Fancies, you know, restart Fancies. And I thought that was such a big moment. And I think that is going to mean so much to Lemon that it's going to be unavoidable for her to give Shelby a shot. And we've already seen Shelby win over Grandma, so.
Yeah, she went. You know what?
She's got some magical powers.
She does.
She's kind of like a little unicorn.
She does. She needs to bring her little baby back because the little boy's so cute. But, you know, I have two questions. Well, I have one question and then I have a statement. Would you have given that $25,000 check to your boyfriend's daughter to try to?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Because Brick entered Shelby into the talent show to get her and Lemon to have a better relationship so they can bond through their love of theater and the arts, which was a terrible idea, Brick.
That was terrible.
But I do think that I would have given it to her. With all those circumstances, yes.
I do not think I would have given her that check.
What would you have done? Open a Pilates studio?
Maybe. I think there may have been other ways in order to foster that relationship. I mean, don't get wrong, it was a huge gesture, you're right. What can Lemon do now? She cannot deny she has to give this woman a chance. But that was just a really big check, and there's a lot of things I could think to do with 25 grand, you know? And so it made it a little, I mean, because we know Shelby has some money, clearly, you know,
Baby daddy's
well taking off. Care of things. Mm-hmm. She sold Fancies before, and so she made a little bit of money from that. But, you know, she drove up in the cherry red BMW or high BMW hybrid when she came back and knocked on Brick's door. So we know she's doing okay. Yeah.
But I just think there's other things. I'm sure there's other things she could have done. She could have bought some more, like, cabaret outfits and stuff with $25,000. I don't know. That was just a tad bit unbelievable to me.
I think it's better off in fancies than in cabaret outfits.
Yeah, I do,
too. I'm sure she has plenty.
Yeah, I would love to know. Would you guys have given that $25,000 checkup? Because I don't think I would have given it. But she did, and that's great. And I do think that Lemon and Shelby will make some roads to being friends. But if Magnolia comes to visit, it is a wrap.
What happened to Magnolia?
She's at school,
right? She's just gone.
Magnolia comes in town, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
She's going to tear it all down.
But I wonder if they're even going to bring her back.
I don't know. Maybe. I hope they bring her back at least one more time before the season's over.
She's such a little devil.
You know, when she comes to town, it's just over, right? I just love to see how she would get in the mix. So we have Lemon and, you know, Shelby. You know, Shelby's giving her a check. So Fancy's going back. So we know Fancy's going to return. Lemon's going to have that restaurant. AB is single. George is single. LaVon is heartbroken. That's kind of where we are.
Well, Zoe and Wade.
Except for Zoe and Wade.
Who, oh my gosh.
Who are absolutely in love, head over heels.
This was cute. This episode was really cute with them.
But I was a little disappointed because last week we had the Wade flies off to New York, tracks down his woman, convinces his mom that he's a great guy. They get back together. And then we fast forward 6 weeks and they're still like hiding, in my opinion.
I know,
that was a little lackluster for me.
That's what was so sweet about it, though, because he wanted to scream it from the rooftops. Mm-hmm. He was so happy and in love. And we see Zoe and she's so nervous and she just can't tell anybody. She's not really telling him why. And then when she finally says, "What we have is so great right now," and the second everybody knows, they're going to say, "What are you naming the baby? What are you going to do this with the baby? How long have you guys been back together? Are you going to get married? And it's just going to be a bazillion and one questions. And she was afraid that maybe they couldn't withstand it. What if this whole honeymoon period just totally disappeared and they didn't know what to do? So I thought it was really sweet the way he handled it when she finally told him the reason why. And at the end, when everybody's asking those bazillion questions
right,
like the people of Bluebell will do, he kind of said, "I got this one, babe."
Which is great.
It was so cute. It was so adorable. He was taking care of it. I loved it.
I love Wade. Mm-hmm. I love Wade because our concern when Zoe told him he was pregnant was, you know, is Wade going to step up? What is he going to do? Is he going to run? Wade is stepping up. Now I'm a little concerned with Zoe because, I don't know, like, this bubble thing, I'm not exactly buying it. To me, it seems as if she's a little afraid to tell everybody because she's afraid of the questions. She's afraid of coming up with the solutions, and there's no way to hide from it. I love the fact that Wade is like...
she's totally afraid.
Yeah, but I love the fact that Wade's like, it doesn't matter. We love each other. We're going to figure it out. So it's kind of like... and I love how he's like, "I want to kiss my woman in front of everybody." You know, it's so Southern. Kiss my woman in front of everybody in town square or whatever in the gazebo. I love all of that from Wade. Mm-hmm. But I have to admit, I'm a little concerned with Zoe. I mean, I get the honeymoon period.
What do you think she's going to do?
No, I get the honeymoon period, and I think that's great, and you're right. You want to insulate yourself and just enjoy each other. You know, right now, they're just trying to figure out she's pregnant and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I mean, 6 weeks, I think, is a long time. I mean, they hadn't told LaVon, AB, Lemon. Like, they hadn't confirmed any of that. Normally, I mean, come on, you go to LaVon's every day for breakfast. How could you not tell him? So this is a huge secret that they're keeping. And I guess I'm a little concerned, I'm concerned that Zoe would keep a secret like this from LaVon. I mean, Rose knows because Rose busted her, you know. There's no way with the curling iron thing,
right? I love throughout it all that Rose and
is the
Zoe
one.
are the best friends.
Right.
You know, AB back when, you know, the episode before this where Zoe thought that she was pregnant, wasn't, you know, the test was coming out positive, how AB was trying to get through to her and say, "Hey, I'm here for you." And she ends up telling the whole thing to Rose. Which I just think is really cute. I think it's a really sweet relationship the two of them have.
Yeah, I love their relationship. Mm-hmm. And it seems like Rose is the one who is grounded and has all, you know, like the really clear head. Yeah. And then Zoe's like, everywhere, which I totally get because she's pregnant and she didn't expect it and it's all that kind of stuff. And that's Zoe, right? But it was bothering me that she wanted to hide this for so long from so many people that I was actually going, come on now, Wade, stepping up.
Mm-hmm. You were afraid that he wasn't going to come through. You got to be there with him too. But of course, she confessed everything and solved the mystery yes. of the red dye number 40.
Rose
did it with the cheese.
And then cheese. What do they call that on the show? Cheese.
Fuzzies.
Cheese. I think I have it written down
cheese
somewhere.
Cheese fuzzies. Cheese something.
Cheese flavies.
Cheese flavies. But let me ask you a question. If you're eating cheese flavies, I mean, you saw the close-up of her handling Shelby's microphone. Wipe your hands, Rose.
No, like, but they you were know everywhere. When you're, like, eating Cheetos... You know, like Cheetos, and you're in the that orange dust gets on your hand, and then you know they're on set right now, so she's probably in the back eating some, going back out. I think it's an honest mistake. I get it.
Totally honest mistake. Yeah. It was, and Rose was like, "What? I did what?" Mm-hmm. And that was the tablecloth heard around the country when Wade came out in that tablecloth. I was a happy woman. I don't know anybody else. I was a happy woman. Definitely, I was. So I think we covered everything in the town of Bluebell. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have not even news and gossip, but just like a little bit of information about the men of Bluebell.
Please do share.
They have been getting around in a good way, not a bad way, in a good way. Was anybody totally surprised and happy to see Scott Porter in the series finale of Parenthood last week?
I do not watch Parenthood, so I didn't see that, but that's great.
He was on for a split second. Mm-hmm. He was playing Amber's husband. You know, they were flash-forwarding into the future. So we had Scott Porter on the series finale of Parenthood. Mm-hmm. And then Cress Williams is doing a little double duty also on State of Affairs.
Nice.
Seems as if he's playing Agent Scott. And I think this is the second time he's been playing that, reoccurred in that this season. And then our very own gorgeous Wilson Bethel. Back in October, penned a deal with CW. So he's going to be on a new show called Astronauts Club's Wife.
Ooh.
And he also penned his own deal with Warner Brothers.
Good for him.
So the men of Bluebell are moving around in a good way. They're sexy and they're smart. How about that? Nice.
Come on, women.
Well, you know.
Spring it.
I mean, Zoe's, you know, Rachel Bilson's having That's a baby.
Yeah. She's like been there, done that. Yeah. Have you heard She's of like, the OC?
Right. Yeah. They're busy having families and that kind of thing. But it's good to know. I mean, I love to see characters that you fall in love with in one place do something else. Like, you know, Scott Porter was a huge in the first couple seasons of Friday Night Lights.
Do you remember Music and Lyrics?
What is
he was in Music and Lyrics.
Was he?
Yeah.
I'm checking that out later.
He plays a really eccentric character. It's very fun.
Oh, I'm checking that out. So it's good to see these guys like spreading their wings outside of Bluebell, if that's possible. Mm-hmm. So shall we wrap it up with some predictions?
Let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So what do you got? What do you got for predictions?
Well, based on the previews for next week's episode, I think that the George Tucker and AB setup is going to horribly fail.
Horribly.
I think that's a given. I think ultimately we're going to see LaVon and Lemon end up together. It's just a matter of time.
Hmm.
And then, like you said before, I think we're going to see whatever this weird thing is with George Tucker managing the Truett brothers. I believe either this episode or the next episode, they're going to address it. It's going to be a one episode arc and be done.
Yeah, I go with that. I go with that. I get that. And we actually called it here a couple of weeks ago when we said that Lemon was going to come up with some harebrained scheme to try to get AB some man. We didn't know it was going to be George, but some man so she could definitely clear her path to LaVon. Mm-hmm. Had no idea it was going to be George. And there is a Jose who is actually hitting me up on YouTube, and he has been calling George and AB. He said, I call it right now. George and AB will get married. And I was screaming,
what?
No, Jose, no.
Jose,
yes. Called it. No. And so I still say no. I do think it's going to just end up horribly.
Yeah.
And I do. I will modify my prediction because I said before that I thought that George at the end of the season is going to leave Bluebell and hit the road and go back to New York to live his dream of being a New York lawyer like he did when the series first started.
Yeah.
I modify that now.
Why?
Because the fact that he was talking to Tansy and said, you know, learn my lesson. I'm done with having feelings for ex-girlfriends, as well as I'm learning that I need to live outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
I still think he's going to leave Bluebell. Don't exactly know if it's going to be on the legal path. It might be on another creative path.
That's interesting because I agree with you. And I hadn't thought about that in a while, but I do think that he actually will leave Blue Bell, except I do see him and Tansy ending up together.
Really?
Yeah, I think that as far as coupling goes in the show, I think that those two will end up together at the end. Maybe Tansy goes to New York. I don't know, but that's a good point. I think George will leave Blue Bell.
Wow, you think Tansy's going to leave her groom at the aisle and run off into the sunset with George?
Oh, yeah. She is not marrying Scooter McGreevy.
Scooter McGreevy. No, I'm sure he doesn't like to hear that.
No, sorry, Scooter.
And I do, I mean, this is all going great for Zoe and Wade, and I just don't think it would be Heart of Dixie and the two of them. Of course, they're going to have some, you know, bumps in the road, which is going to be really disturbing for us because, unlike before, there's a baby involved.
Yeah, there's a lot more at stake.
But there's a lot of things to be figured out, and there's a lot of things that they have to get through, even though Zoe doesn't want to do it. We can't hide any longer. I mean, who knows? This next episode could be, you know, fast forward 3 more weeks or 6 more weeks. Like, who knows?
There could be a baby.
Yeah. So we got to deal with the text and, you know, we got to deal with the questions and get everything solid and put together before that baby's born. Mm-hmm. But I know for a fact Wade will still be hot in this next episode. Now, that's a prediction, hands down. I
know. Oh, boy. I'll give you that.
Thank you very much. I mean, I think we covered everything, but we want you to know that if you please tweet us or hit us up on YouTube or iTunes this entire week, we'll be talking about the episode. The conversation starts here. It doesn't stop here.
Does not end here.
So
we love chatting with you guys on YouTube. So absolutely. Post those comments. We'll be sure to get back to you. Feel free to tweet us.
Yeah, let them know where they can find you.
At the Fancy Hippie, baby.
On Twitter?
Not baby, just at the Fancy Hippie.
You have Instagram, anything else, or just...
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the whole shebang.
The whole shebang. And I'm Tara Johnson again, and you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at TJ Wagging Her Tail. We're going to be back next week.
I still can't get over that. It's so cute.
I'll tell you the story. And Whitney will be back with us next week. So if you come back, we'll be back, and we'll do Heart of Dixie all over again.
Hey.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.